Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
It feels so right to be together.
But you're having some
I just think that we should think before we get back together.
My name is actually Marcus Beaton. I'm British and a lord.
Please don't leave with him.
Three words. Say it and I'm yours. That's all I needed to hear.
Eleanor's been in Paris like the entire time. What if it was a waste?
They want to take our money?
Not yet, but they have frozen our accounts.
Everything okay?
No, actually, it's not. But I'm so glad I called you. I really missed you this summer.
Blair's dating Catherine's stepson, and Catherine, Nate, Blair's ex.
You can't take care of this with my help.
What would I have to do for you?
Oh my effing God!
I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make it back tonight.
It's okay, I was tired anyway, so we'll hang out another time.
What do you say we just forget thinking and
In spite of my lowly, unroyal ways, accept that I have true feelings for Marcus and that he has them for me, too.
Where is she being, Serena? And who am I? That's not the secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO.
Hazy days of summer, a few simple tips to beat the heat. One, drink plenty of fluid. Two, stay out of the sun. Three, limit all physical activity. That is, within reason.
I thought you wanted my help with this party you're hosting.
Back to school party for seniors and their parents. Can we?
But someone could walk in. Dorota? Oh.
So, when you see a Talmud, that scene in the library when they're discovered?
No, not by. That's not you.
It's not?
You're a delicate little flower. Nothing like that dark Kieran either.
Since we've been dating a while, and I thought...
I feel the same way. They are very special to me. I want the moment to equal it. Now, the tea's getting cold.
And if the heat's still too much, there's always a cold shower.
Jenny, are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. My phone slipped. I think my sheet got sweaty.
What was his name?
Oh, right. You like him, he likes you, so just call him.
He stood me up, remember?
He just made you wait a really long time and then called to cancel. That's completely different. And besides, he only did that to spare you his family drama, which is just more proof that he likes you.
And calling him won't look desperate.
It might. It will. But in a cute, romantic way.
What is wrong with me? I am so not the whiny should I call him girl.
Exactly. You are Vanessa, the do whatever she wants girl. And you want to call him, so just do it.
Look, I gotta go. Laurel is gonna kill me, okay?
Bye. Can you guys take that out, please?
Ralph Lauren adores you.
Catherine, did you hear what I just said?
I did. What happened to the money I gave you?
It's gone, but I can repay you back as soon as our accounts are unfrozen.
Which won't be until your father gets back from, where was it again? Dominica?
I told you that in confidence.
Tell me that in bed. Relax, gorgeous. We can discuss this tomorrow over lunch. I got us a room at the Mercer. We can order in. I'm so glad this didn't end.
Me too.
Try these on. I'm gonna go find you some ties.
Hey, Vanessa.
Nate, hi. I hope it's okay that I'm calling.
Yeah, of course. How are you?
Good. So listen, I was wondering if...
Hey, do you want to do something later?
Yeah, sure. That sounds great.
Cool. Okay, hey, listen, I'll call you later, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Who's that?
It's my mom. It's about the party tomorrow night. I'm gonna try these on.
Coming out partying?
Well, sooner or later, people are going to figure out we're dating. We're not exactly the world's most covert secret couple.
Yeah, my family's getting a little curious about my new friend, Clyde, that keeps calling and calling.
See, come on. We tell everybody once, and then it's done. And now, thank you, universe, we have the perfect opportunity.
Now, party hosted by Blair Waldorf, the biggest Dan Humphrey supporter in all of Manhattan.
What are you afraid of?
Right now, heat stroke.
Damn.
No, hey, no. I know. Look, right now things are just so good between us. Now, if we just start telling people.
What could anybody possibly say that would change this?
You're right. I'm in.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Let's hope so, Wes. Because it looks like your coming out party just moved up.
Rachel, I'll give you a call when I'm feeling better.
Spotted. S and Lonely Boy locking lips like all is forgiven. Will round two be any different?
Ugh, I knew it.
Dan!
You're sweaty.
Oh, you guys are together. You're back together, right? It wasn't a doctored photo.
No, we are. We just hadn't told anyone yet.
Oh, this is awesome. You guys totally belong together. This is Laurel. Hold on. Hello?
I ran into Jenny out of the street. So the word's out, huh?
Apparently.
I'm happy for you. You two have worked out all your issues?
Yeah. Yep, got them all squared away.
That's great.
You're not hot.
Well, it is the Upper East Side. I mean, getting hot's kind of frowned upon. So, when am I going to get to see you again?
Depends. Can I count on you not to cancel at the last second?
That will never, ever happen again.
It's okay.
No, I'm serious. Like, I mean, everything with my family's been so crazy. But when you called today, it just felt like I could breathe again. So, I want to do this. I want to make this us right, okay?
Okay. Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I gotta take my mom to this, like, school party.
Fine. Come to the gallery. You can bring me lunch.
Oh, well.
It was a good speech.
No. I'm serious. I mean, I have family stuff, but I'll reschedule. And they'll just have to deal with it.
Rumor is Nate Archibald has a hidden lady. Careful, Anne. Secrets don't keep long in this heat.
So, the flowers won't arrive until 5. Did you get the order from the caterers?
Eleanor comes home today. You're excited she finally gets to meet Marcus?
And see why he's so wonderful? It's not often you find a man who's intelligent, sophisticated, has an appreciation for Golden Age Hollywood, and is a gentleman to boot. You know he hasn't pressured me about sex once. Not once.
Wow, sounds like you really like him.
Yes, I do.
Do you see what I just did there? I expressed an interest in your relationship. Look, I know you know about me and Dan. Even Dorota told me she was happy for me.
I'm happy for you.
B, I know you don't approve of him.
True.
And I know that he's not the 22nd Lord of Westmorelandshire.
Also true.
Why can't you support me?
Have you two talked about everything? All the very real reasons you broke up last year?
Well, not completely.
Well, when you do, if you're still together, I'll be happy for you. Till then, I think you're just fooling yourselves. Duchess, to what do I owe this pleasure?
Yeah, okay. I think you've got this taken care of. I'll see you tonight.
Sneaky little Nate. Yes, I know exactly the girl you're talking about. Her name is Vanessa. She lives in Brooklyn.
Smoke?
No, thanks. It's a little early for me.
So how can I help, Nathaniel?
About last week, the money, I might have overreacted a little.
A little.
Yeah, and hey, if you can, I would love to take you up on the offer as a loan.
I thought you were getting the money from somewhere else.
Yeah, well, that person is asking for a lot.
Well, I'd love to accommodate you, but when you spurned my offer, I sent the money to my financial guy. It's tied up in bonds for 6 months.
Oh, no. That's cool. I'll find another way.
So, you seen Blair and Lord Fauntleroy recently?
No. Are you doing okay?
Mm-hmm. I'll confess, I've been feeling a little off my game. But I'm expecting a return of form very soon.
Sir? The flight from Tokyo has landed.
So I can see. Konnichiwa.
I know it's hot, but I need everything fitted and ready for Eleanor to inspect. Jenny?
Yeah, I know. I'll clean the atelier as soon as I'm finished here, okay?
The bathrooms, too. Someone decided to give us a second look at breakfast.
Laura believes in high interns paying their dues.
You must really want this.
Why? Because for the past 3 months, I've put up with midnight coffee runs, 15-hour days, clean up after the two, and house bully mix, all so that Eleanor Waldorf will spend 5 minutes looking at my designs. Yeah. Yeah, I really, really do. Okay. I feel like it's not right. Hold on.
Hello. C'est à l'heure. Merci, madame.
What?
Air France says Eleanor's plane's on time.
Oh, all right, I'm going to meet her at the penthouse. I think Blair's hosting a party there. If the AC guy comes, call me, yes?
I think there might be something wrong with the dress.
No, this is what Eleanor designed.
Really? Even...
Did you ever see Cinderella?
The cartoon? Sure.
Remember the little bird that helped her dress? Remember how they didn't offer their opinion? Try to imagine that you're one of those birds. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Now fly away.
She can be so infuriating. Sometimes I just want to... Okay, enough flare bashing.
No, don't stop at my account, please. Keep on dashing.
I mean, obviously we have things to talk about, and we'll talk about them, but it's no big deal, right? Oh, God, you agree with
no,
her?
No, I don't. No, I don't. It's just,
Hold on. Oh, it's my mom. She's calling from Shanghai. Can I take this?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Hello?
Say by the bell.
Are you Dan Humphrey?
Hi, Mom. Oh, my God,
yeah? Yeah, can I help you?
How can you do it?
What? I'm sorry, I don't...
Get back together with Serena? Don't you know she's just gonna lie to you again?
She doesn't respect you. She never will.
Excuse me, who are you?
We read about everything on Gossip Girl. Your whole breakup, we're on your side. Except for her. She's a Serena.
Okay, well, look, this is both creepy and none of your business, so if you could just, go, please. We could just run along.
I lost her. They were on a yacht with some Greek prince. Hello?
Hey. Ignore them.
Serena, how could you forgive him after sleeping with Georgina?
What?
No, hold on. This is insane. I didn't sleep with Georgina.
Oh.
All right, please go.
But we're on your side, not me. His mouth kissed Georgina's. Think about that the next time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's enough. Now I'm telling you to go. Come on, get out of here. Shoot.
Thank you.
Wow. What was that?
That was Gossip Girl. So...
Maybe there are some things that, you know, we should talk about.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Yeah, there's some stuff I have to do now before the party.
Okay.
So why don't we talk,
We'll talk later when I pick you up.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'll see you later.
Hey. Hello.
Look, I'm sorry. There's just a lot going on.
Maybe you just need to be properly distracted. Sorry?
No, it's me.
No, you don't need to explain anything. It's fine. Really.
What an unusual little space. Half gallery, half boho coffee shop. But then unusual pairings seem to be the order of the day.
Blair, what are you doing here?
Being angry at you, for one. Here I thought I'd surprise you by bringing Vanessa to tonight's party when, lo and behold, you two have rekindled your love in secret.
You came all the way to Brooklyn to invite me to a party for a school that I don't even go to?
It was for Nate, dear. Anne called this morning. Poor thing has a migraine. When I thought of you coming all alone, I just wanted to do something nice. Is that so hard to believe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello, I got a delivery.
Excuse me.
Blair, what are you really doing here?
You can't stand
Vanessa, and you've never done anything when something wasn't in it for you.
I think I'm just going to sit back and watch you have an affair with my boyfriend's mother, guess again.
So what are your plans? To distract me with Vanessa?
Yes. What about it?
It's just as your plans go, it's kind of nice.
A, don't be offensive. And B, from what I just witnessed, if you want to keep her, you're going to have to step it up. So, I can look forward to seeing you tonight.
Sure, we'll be there.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Wonderful. Till tonight.
Duchess, it's me. He's bringing her. And for the record, whatever you're planning with Nate, my bedroom floor is off limits.
Sometimes I envy you. Where you just... Ew, what am I saying? You're disgusting.
Relax. Nothing happened with Madame Butterfly.
Yeah, right.
No. Nothing happened. Same as nothing's been happening all week.
What are you talking about? You've had different girls every day. No.
I'll take your incredulity as a compliment.
No, but, I mean, come on. You must have tried.
Everything. Neurotic to the pharmaceutical.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. It's just so obvious. You're not over Blair. But come on, this is your body's way of telling you.
I don't have a romantic bone in my body. First of all, that one. What do you do? Raise an interesting idea. Clearly, there's some sort of blockage. Perhaps?
No, Chuck.
One more go around, just to clear the pipe.
You are not using Blair as sexual Drano.
I have to make myself presentable. I have a party to attend. By the way, congrats on you and Humphrey. Water always finds its own level.
I just think if we hemmed it and then got rid of all that stuff by the collar, right?
Yeah, oh my God, that's so much better.
I feel like the dress is trying too hard, and this part is so 90s.
Interesting observation. Who are you?
I'm Jenny Humphrey, the Parsons intern. I thought you were going home. Laurel went to go meet you.
And I decided to come here. You can leave those and bring the rest of the bags to the apartment. So, now, interns have opinions. I haven't gone a while.
Mrs. Wolger, I hope... that you don't think that I was trying
to... That you were telling the model that has to wear my design all the many, many things that are wrong with it. It's hot and late. We'll finish your fitting tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. That was completely, completely unprofessional, and I promise it will never happen again for me. I swear.
I know you won't. Not here, at least. I need people around here that I can trust. Queen, at your station.
What? No. No, please. You can't.
Oh, yes, please, I can. And if you are still hoping for a letter of recommendation, you won't argue. Why is it so hot in here?
Nate!
Oh, hey! Thought that was you. A little warm for a run, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was just, had some things to think about.
Will I see you at Blair's tonight?
Yeah. Are you headed down there now, or what?
No, no, I promised the Duchess I'd pick her up.
Oh, your mother's coming.
Oh, yes, she and Blair are past friends. I always find them whispering in a corner. A bit troubling, come to think of it. Anyway, I'll see you tonight.
Thanks, man.
Leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Vanessa, it's Nate. Listen, I'm so sorry, but about tonight, it's just,
Hey.
Hey.
I thought you and Dan were leaving for the party.
Yeah, we're supposed to.
He's not still reading one of those damn Serena Should They or Shouldn't They threads, is he?
Last I checked, yeah.
Something's wrong?
I just got a message from Nate. Family drama, doesn't want to burden me, the same old story. I just want to shake him like I can handle it, you know?
Hey, sorry, I'm ready.
So how is public opinion on the Dan and Serena front?
Oh, well, it turns out most people think I'm an ass, but a passionate minority hold, I'm just an idiot. So, are you ready?
Nate's running late, I'll meet you there.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
You still positive you don't want me tagging along?
Yeah, no offense, David. I think you, me, and Serena, things are awkward enough.
Well, it's not like I'd have to be a third wheel. I could bring a date.
What? No, it's not that you... Having a date is funny or completely outside of the realm of possibility. Just within the gates.
One day I might surprise you. Go.
See you then.
You know, if you really like this guy, you should call him. Tell him how you feel.
Mature response. Tempting.
Or, if you're looking for something immature, you could tell him you left the phone in the gallery and never got the message. I've seen you be very forgetful.
Ancestral home is next to Balmoral. Marcus tells the funniest story about Harry running naked across their lawn.
Prince Harry? I love him.
Well, you've been planning on Yale ever since you were a little girl. I know, but Marcus keeps begging me to consider Oxford.
What a pity. So much wasted potential.
What are you talking about?
The thing that always fascinated me about you. The cool exterior. A fire below.
You are living proof a person can't buy class.
You can't tell me Bertie Wooster is satisfying your needs. Titles aside, a suit of armor makes for a cold bedfellow.
Not that it's any of your business, but Marcus and I have an amazing sex life.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
What names does it call you when you make love? Where is he? Put his hand.
And I hate you.
And why are you still holding my hand?
I have a party to host.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Oh, no, it's not a problem. You look great, as always.
Thank you.
Oh. That's troubling.
Maybe we should just go.
Yeah. Sorry, I say you look nice.
Yeah, thanks again, though.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did you do anything this afternoon?
No. No, you?
No. Dirk had a Japanese stewardess over today.
Huh. Slow elevator.
Not walking into your trap or whatever it is.
Oh, please. You want me to feel bad? You're not exactly occupying the moral high ground, Archibald.
I just hope it's worth it.
Nathaniel, you came. I'm so happy. Seems like forever since I've seen you. Or heard from you.
So you use my friends for some power play to prove you're the one in control, huh?
I don't like sharing my toys, especially if I've paid for them.
Where's your friend? I was looking forward to meeting her.
No, stop it. Look at me. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. Listen.
Okay,
no.
Nate, listen. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. It was out of jealousy. Please just don't do something we'll both regret.
No.
Nate? Oh, my God.
Everyone, stay calm. I'm sure the power will be back on in a second.
Vanessa!
Nate. It'll be fine.
Sorry to break it to you, B, but this party just went over to the dark side.
Citywide blackout, but we have candles. Everything's fine.
Vanessa.
Nate, thank goodness. Would you please tell this young lady she can't go outside in the blackout?
Yeah, why?
No, it's okay, Marcus. I got it. Just come with me, please.
I can't believe it. Harry kept thinking Nate's so much different than Blair and all the others, but you're just as bad.
It's not that simple, okay?
Are you sleeping with that woman?
Yes.
Is that the reason you keep canceling on me?
Yes.
But no, Nate, there are no buts. You lied to me and you're sleeping with some Mrs. Robinson. And while on the Upper East Side that might be totally normal, I didn't sign up for some creepy love triangle with you and someone's mom.
She's giving me money.
Oh, that's just a capper, isn't it?
I was my mom and I needed help. I had no other option.
Tell me everything.
Now, if everyone will just get a drink and a candle, I'm sure the power will be back in a minute. Blair, have you seen Nate? No, it's a blackout.
That girl showed up. They went off somewhere together.
Honestly, Catherine, so what? If they want to be together, you can't stop them. Just deal with it.
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Hot young guy. Aging beauty, enjoying her last hurrah before the surgery start. It's called a cliche.
Is Marcus everything you could possibly hope for?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? There's not one thing that's missing? That one thing you tell yourself you can live without? That you'd happily sacrifice for the rest. So tell you what, you're going to sacrifice it every day for the rest of your life. Nate makes me feel alive. I'm not going to give that up.
Yeah, my name's Dan Humphrey. Yeah, the elevator's stuck. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, thank you.
Lots of citywide blackouts. The guy says we just have to wait. Hope the power comes back on soon.
What? No, I know when you're thinking of something. Just tell me.
No, it's nothing.
Serena.
Well, you probably should have mentioned my name.
Are you kidding?
Just forget it.
No, seriously, you think that there's like a box that says open in event of Serena Vanderwoodson emergency?
I live in the building, that's all.
No, it's a citywide blackout, so there must be hundreds of people stuck in elevators, right?
Okay, if you're not going to call them, can we not talk about it? You're making it hotter.
Okay.
No,
why not? Yeah, hey, it's Dan Humphrey again. Humphrey, the guy in the elevator? Yeah, no, I know, but I forgot to say that I'm with Serena Vanderwoodson. Okay, thanks. Well, they're gonna send someone, so.
I guess I'm gonna go now.
Oh, please. I am not sending you out into a blackout. You can stay till the lights come back on.
Okay. Thanks.
As long as you're here, come here, hold this. I cannot decide about this neckline.
Really? I think it's cute.
Why don't you try telling the truth? It's not like I can fire you twice.
Well, it looks like a pilgrim at a funeral. I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right.
I am?
Yeah. Let it go to your head.
But my mom still thinks Chuck's lending us the money, so just sending it to me.
So borrowing money from your son's friend is fine, but whoring him out to pay the club bill isn't. Do you want to be with this woman?
No, I want to be with you. But I just know that's not going to happen now, so...
Nate. You have to end this for yourself. Forget about what I said before. You are better than this. Hey. I'll be here when you get back.
I see. Just a moment. I'm on with the building manager.
I need you.
What? Something happened. Everyone seems quite calm.
No. I need you now.
Blair, there's a blackout. We have guests. We can't desert them.
I need you to make me feel alive.
What are you talking about?
Just meet me up in my bedroom, okay?
Looks like Lady B is determined to have it all. Question is, who with?
Nate?
Actually, I was looking for him myself. Vanessa, is it? Oh, I see. You're thinking, look at this awful woman who's taking advantage of an innocent young boy.
Nate told me everything. I think what you're doing is disgusting.
And yet you're here waiting for him, willing to forgive and forget. You must really care for him.
You wouldn't understand.
See, that's where you're wrong. You have no idea how I feel about Nate and what I would do to keep him. You want me to tell you? Marcus, is that you?
Blow out your candle.
Spent the last month going around and meeting with the stores and the boutiques that carry my clothes.
It must have been so exciting.
I felt like a fat cheerleader. As a designer, your worst fear is becoming irrelevant. And I come back here and find out the teenage intern tells me that exact thing.
I'm really sorry.
Maybe that is exactly what I needed to hear.
You know, the first real dress I ever bought was one of yours.
Spare me the pity.
It's true. I bought it from a consignment store, because that was the only way I could afford it. Mm-hmm. I was 12, and I just wore it around the apartment for months. It was one of the first things that made me want to become a designer.
Jimmy.
Yeah?
The light.
Oh, sorry.
What do you want, Dan? For me to never say my name?
I'm not getting into this now.
We thought we could avoid dealing the last year. Well, this is fate telling us we can't. What are you doing?
I'm getting out of here.
No, someone's coming. The man said so.
Right, because someone always comes to save Serena Vanderwissa.
That's not fair.
I know it's not. What's the point?
Fine. You know what? Life's not fair. Because it doesn't fit with the way you, Dan Humphrey, think things should be. But why are you always right?
No, I never said...
Yeah,
hurts.
You okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, help. I forgive you for Georgina.
And I forgive you.
But... I don't know. We keep having the same fight. At Bar Sponge a year ago... At the wedding?
We talked about the fight at Bart's Brunch.
We're now here. I can't change who I am, Dan.
Me neither. So what happens now?
Is there something that you wanted to tell me? Lady B acting not so ladylike. Hope you kept the receipt for that tiara, B.
Oh my god.
What is this?
You don't understand. I thought it was you. He had an accent.
Please, you know exactly who it was.
Marcus, wait.
Did you really not know it was him? Can you honestly tell me that?
No, I knew it was him.
Thank you.
But I want you.
No, Valeria. You want my title. The idea of who I am. But you clearly want him. Which... makes me a fool. Because I actually did want you. I do want you.
Then show me. I'm not some delicate little flower. Show me you want me.
Vanessa. Where are you going?
I looked for you, but I had to get out. Do you end it?
No, not yet, but I was just...
If I could, don't.
Wait, Catherine, say something to you?
She really loves you, Nate, and all the money and all that, that's your business. But she loves you, and you should be with her.
You want me to stay with her?
I'm telling you that I am out for good.
No, stop. Vanessa!
Tomorrow, you owe me lunch.
Jenny, what are you doing?
The lights are back on.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Jenny?
Dad, what are you doing here?
Making sure you're okay. I tried calling, but...
Oh, yeah, my phone died. Sorry. Why are you wearing a jacket? It's like 100 degrees.
Well, I was on a...
On a date?
Yeah, I was going to tell you guys I've been dating. Claire, Jenny, Claire.
Hi, I've been looking forward to meeting you. Just not when I was all gross and sweaty.
I made her walk here from the village.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and I'm sorry.
Jenny, what's going on?
Oh, it's my dad and his date. They wanted to see if I was okay.
Yes. Oh, I probably should give Blair a call.
So you're finished? You can come back with us.
Yeah, I guess I'm done.
No, you aren't. You can't leave. We haven't finished the dress yet.
Well, the lights are back on. I mean, aren't I fired?
You got fired?
Don't be so dramatic. Maybe your father and his date... I could get us some sandwiches and some coffee. We'll be working pretty late.
Do you guys mind? Please.
No, sure.
So why'd you get fired?
Jenny, come. Look.
I'll see you later. Thank you.
I could feel the hot one taking me down. For a moment I could feel the force.
I'm scared.
Rainy to the point of tears.
I know, me too.
Holding on to make a point.
When I step out of here, it's over.
I think it was already. It just took us this long to realize and get used to the idea.
Crazy, or is it actually getting cooler?
about time. You sure you're okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the right thing. No. I'm sorry. I cannot believe that Nate Archibald is a gigolo.
You cannot tell anyone, remember?
Hey, who would I tell? Who would I tell except everyone I've ever met? I won't. But why'd you tell him to stay with that woman? I thought I thought you liked her.
I do. That's why I did it.
I don't understand.
She told me that if Nate left her, she would go to the FBI and tell them where Nate's dad is hiding out. So, I really didn't have a choice.
Fade with the season, but some friendships are year-round. Like you and me. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.